FSI Italian, Unit 9. Listen to the following sound.
E. E.
Frame 2. Is the sound you just heard a vowel? The answer is yes. Frame 3. How many vowels do you hear in the following?
Ia.
The answer is 2. Frame 4. How many pulse beats did you hear? The answer is 2. Frame 5. How many syllables did you hear then? The answer is 2. Now listen carefully.
Yeah.
Frame 7. How many syllables did you hear? The answer is 1. In this last utterance, two sounds were present, but only one syllable. Listen again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Frame 9. Is the first sound type you heard in this utterance vowel number 3? The answer is no. For convenience, we shall represent the first sound type in this utterance as shown. Frame 11. Is this a vowel if it does not constitute a syllable by itself? The answer is no. Frame 12. According to Unit C, what do we call a sound type similar to a vowel but not constituting a syllable? The answer is a semi-vowel. Frame 13. Is this a semi-vowel? The answer is yes. Frame 14. Is this a semi-vowel? The answer is no. Now listen to the following Italian name.
Bianca. Bianca.
Frame 16. How many pulse beats or syllables do you hear in this name? Listen again.
Bianca. Bianca.
In order to represent the sound types in this name, we will write as shown. Frame 18. How many vowels does the name contain? The answer is 2. Frame 19. Does a vowel precede the stressed vowel? The answer is no. Frame 20. Does a semi-vowel precede the stressed vowel? The answer is yes. Now repeat the name, making sure that you pronounce only two syllables.
Bianca. Bianca.
Notice that the consonant combination sounds very much like the ending of the English word sunk.
Bianca. Bianca.
Now look at the way the Italian name is actually spelled and repeat the name again.
Bianca. Bianca.
Frame 24. Is the following pronunciation Italian?
Bianca. Bianca.
The answer is no. Frame 25. Which of the following is Italian? A, B, or C?
Bianca. 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 Bianca.
The answer is A. Repeat the Italian again.
Bianca. Bianca.
Frame 27. If you are introduced to someone whose last name is
Bianchi,
how would you spell the name? Repeat after the model.
Bianchi. Bianchi.
The answer is capital B-I-A-N-C-H-I. Frame 28. And if someone's last name is
Fiumi,
how is his name spelled? Repeat after the model.
Fiumi. Fiumi.
The answer is capital F-I-U-M-I. Frame 29. If someone's last name is
Chieli,
how is his name spelled? Repeat after the model.
Chieli. Chieli.
The answer is capital F-I-E-L-I. Frame 30. Here is the name of a famous Italian wine.
Chianti.
How is the name spelled? Repeat after the model.
Chianti. Chianti.
The answer is C-H-I-A-N-T-I. Frame 31. Now listen to the following utterance and tell if you hear the vowel or the semivowel.
Chiama. Chiama.
The answer is the vowel E. Frame 32. What about this time?
Chiama. Chiama.
The answer is the semivowel. The utterances you heard in frames 31 and 32 mean two different things. Literal translations of these utterances are respectively who loves for frame 31 and he or she is calling for frame 32. Frame 34, is this an equivalent of who loves or he or she is calling?
Chiama. Chiama.
The answer is he or she is calling. Frame 35. What about this one?
Chiama. Chiama.
The answer is he or she is calling. Frame 36. The following Italian word is an equivalent of was spying. Does it contain the vowel or does it contain the semivowel?
Spiava. Spiava.
The answer is the vowel E. Frame 37. In view of the preceding, would you say that it is important to keep the vowel E and the semivowel differentiated, that is, not to confuse the two? The answer is yes. Frame 38. How is E represented in Italian writing? The answer is by the letter I. Frame 39. How is the semivowel represented in the Italian word bianca? The answer is by the letter I. The letter Y is not normally used in Italian writing and occurs rarely, mainly in words that have been borrowed from other languages. For example,
yacht, Yankee.
In a few words, the semivowel is represented by the letter J, another letter not normally used in Italian. For example,
yo-yo.
However, the letter most usually used to represent the semivowel is the letter I. Now listen to this semivowel after a vowel.
Mai. Mai.
Frame 44. How do you think this word is spelled in Italian?
Mai. Mai.
The answer is M-A-I. Mai is an Italian word which, in most situations, translates either the English word never or ever. Frame 46. How many syllables do you hear in this word?
Mai. Mai.
The answer is one. Frame 47. How many syllables do you now hear in this? The utterance for the Haitian woman.
La Haitiana. La Haitiana.
The answer is four. Frame 48. In this last item, the normal pronunciation is reflected in what is shown here. However, in a word like my, in which the letter I is in word final position after a vowel letter, the pronunciation may be either
my
or
my.
Frame 50. How many syllables, then, may be heard in the pronunciation of the Italian word for never or ever? The answer is one or two. Because in some words it is important to keep the vowel E and the corresponding semivowel differentiated, and because the Italian writing system does not do this, our units have two dots above the letter I next to a vowel letter, in those words in which the preferred pronunciation seems to be with unstressed E rather than with the semivowel. If the letter I next to a vowel letter is not so marked, students may, for the time being, follow the general rule of reading it as the semivowel in an unstressed position. Thus, compare the normal spelling with our spelling.
Piava. Laitiana. Bianca. Mai.
Listen to the following question and repeat.
C'è? C'è?
What you just heard was a casual question asking if a particular individual or thing is in the area. Some of the translations for this utterance are, is he, she, or it in? Is he, she, or it around? Is he, she, or it present? Is he, she, or it there? Now look at the spelling and repeat.
C'è? C'è?
If you want to ask if a particular individual is in a given area, you may add a name. Repeat, pronouncing the first consonant of the name very strongly.
C'è Bianca? C'è Bianca?
Frame 56. Translate the following sentence into Italian. Is Bianca in? The answer is...
C'è Bianca?
As in frame 55. Here is the same question using an interested intonation. Repeat.
C'è Bianca? C'è Bianca?
A complete affirmative answer is...
Sì, c'è Bianca.
Repeat, noticing that the consonant immediately following C is strongly pronounced.
Sì, c'è Bianca. Sì, c'è Bianca.
A short affirmative answer is...
Sì, c'è.
Repeat.
Sì, c'è. Sì, c'è.
Frame 60. Translate the following into Italian. Is Bianca around? Yes, she's around. The answer is...
C'è Bianca? Sì, c'è.
A complete negative answer is...
No, non c'è Bianca.
Repeat, placing the major stress on c'è.
No, non c'è Bianca. No, non c'è Bianca.
The complete negative answer may also be...
No, Bianca non c'è.
Repeat, placing the major stress on c'è.
No, Bianca non c'è. No, Bianca non c'è.
A short negative answer is...
No, non c'è.
Repeat, placing the major stress on c'è.
No, non c'è. No, non c'è.
Frame 64. Translate the following into Italian. Is Bianca there? No, Bianca isn't here. The answer is...
C'è Bianca? No, non c'è Bianca.
Or...
C'è Bianca? No, Bianca non c'è.
Here is the sentence for Bianca is never in, or Bianca is not ever in. Notice the stress on mai.
Bianca non c'è mai.
Or...
Non c'è mai Bianca.
Frame 66. According to what you have observed so far, in a question involving c'è, does the name of the person usually precede c'è or follow c'è? The answer is it usually follows c'è. Frame 67. According to what you have observed so far, in an affirmative statement involving c'è, does the name of the person usually precede c'è or follow c'è? The answer is, it usually follows c'è. Frame 68. According to what you have observed so far, in a negative statement involving c'è, does it matter whether the name of the person precedes c'è or follows c'è? The answer is, no, it doesn't matter. The three preceding frames have commented on certain kinds of frequent word order. You should, however, expect to hear other possibilities. Frame 70. Observe the following model.
C'è bianca?
Sì, c'è bianca.
You will now be given a series of questions asking if a particular individual is in the area. Give a complete affirmative response as in the model above. Your response will be confirmed each time.
C'è Amanda?
Sì, c'è Amanda.
C'è Luca?
Sì, c'è Luca.
C'è Tina?
Sì, c'è Tina.
C'è Lola?
Sì, c'è Lola.
C'è Eva?
Sì, c'è Eva.
C'è Cola?
Sì, c'è Cola.
C'è Gina?
Sì, c'è Gina.
C'è Lidia?
Sì, c'è Lidia.
C'è Bista?
Sì, c'è Bista.
C'è Laitiana?
Sì, c'è Laitiana.
Frame 71. Observe the following model.
C'è Bianca?
No, non c'è Bianca.
You will now be given a series of questions asking if a particular individual is in the area. Give a complete negative response as in the model above. Your response will be confirmed each time.
C'è Alina?
No, non c'è Alina.
C'è Sabina?
No, non c'è Sabina.
C'è Mena?
No, non c'è Mena.
C'è Livia?
No, non c'è Livia.
C'è Nini?
No, non c'è Nini.
C'è Magda?
No, non c'è Magda.
C'è Agata?
No, non c'è Agata.
C'è Lea?
No, non c'è Lea.
C'è Nena?
No, non c'è Nena.
C'è Amina?
No, non c'è Amina.
Frame 72. Now you will be asked one of the following kinds of questions.
C'è Bianca? Non c'è Bianca? C'è Bianca, no?
Regardless of the kind of question, you are to answer either in the affirmative, as in frame 70, or in the negative, as in frame 71, according to the indication given. Your answer will be confirmed each time. Number 1.
C'è Amanda?
Sì, c'è Amanda.
Number 2.
Non c'è Alina?
Sì, c'è Alina.
Number 3.
C'è Luca, no?
No, non c'è Luca.
Number 4.
Non c'è Sabina?
No, non c'è Sabina.
Number 5.
C'è Tina?
Sì, c'è Tina.
Number 6.
C'è Magda?
No, non c'è Magda.
Number 7.
C'è Eva, no?
No, non c'è Eva.
Number 8.
Non c'è Linda?
Sì, c'è Linda.
Number 9.
C'è Laitiana?
Sì, c'è Laitiana.
Number 10.
C'è Laitiana, no?
No, non c'è Laitiana.
You will now hear a series of short dialogues. Repeat each line, imitating as closely as possible. You should review this section many times until you feel at ease with each line. Note that in dialogue 5, the word ki is like e and che, in that a consonant immediately following it is normally strongly pronounced. Number 1.
C'è Bianca?
Sì, c'è.
Number 2.
C'è Eva?
No, non c'è.
Number 3.
C'è Eva?
No, Eva non c'è. C'è Bianca.
Number 4.
C'è Bianca?
Chi?
Bianca.
Sì, c'è.
Number 5.
Chi c'è?
C'è Bianca.
Non c'è Eva?
No, Eva non c'è.
Number 6.
C'è Eva, no?
No, Eva non c'è.
Oh, non c'è mai.
Number 7.
C'è l'haitiana?
No, non c'è l'haitiana.
Test A. Answer is not recorded. You will hear 20 utterances, each said twice, and each containing either vowel 3 or the semivowel. For each utterance, put a check in the appropriate column according to whether you hear the vowel or the semivowel. Number 1.
Bianca. Bianca.
Number 2.
Spiava. Spiava.
Number 3.
Mai. Mai.
Number 4.
Mai. Mai.
Number 5.
Fiumi. Fiumi.
Number 6.
Fieli. Fieli.
Number 7.
Piana. Piana.
Number 8.
Chiama. Chiama.
Number 9.
Sei. Sei.
Number 10.
Ahimè. Ahimè.
Number 11.
Fui. Fui.
Number 12.
Aiuta. Aiuta.
Number 13.
Chiama. Chiama.
Number 14.
Lei. Lei.
Number 15.
Poi. Poi.
Number 16.
Sei. Sei.
Number 17.
Viaggia. Viaggia.
Number 18.
Chiava. Chiava.
Number 19.
Mia nonna. Mia nonna.
Number 20.
Piazza. Piazza.
This is the end of the recorded portion for Unit 9.